Today's Amud for Chazara is Beitza Vav Amin Aleph. We're holding on the top line on Vav Amin Aleph. So says the Gemara, Amar Rava, Mace B'Yomtiv Rishain is asked by Amimim. A person has a mace that's Nifter on the first day of Yomtiv, so you should have Goyim take care of the Kfura. For a Yid to take care of the Kfura would be an Issa D'Araisa, digging up the Kever or filling it up, that would be an Issa D'Araisa. So have a Goy, even though Amir L'Nachri is the Rabbanon, but for B'makom Kavod HaBriyos, so they were Matar Amir L'Nachri. And so on the first day of Yomtiv, have a Goy take care of the Kfura. Meis B'Yomtiv Sheni, Yiskasku B'Yisrael. So then even a Yid could take care of the Kfura. And that's true even about Yom Tov Sheni of Rosh Hashanah. Even though the Shita of Rava is that the Allah is like Rav, that the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah is Kedusha Achas, it's like one Kedusha, it's not a Sekhid Diyayma, but Lamaisa, we know that the real Rosh Hashanah is the first day, the second day it could still be treated more lightly, and therefore on the second day a Yisrael could take care of the Kfura. However, when it comes to an egg, so that we said, Rava said that the Allah is like Rav, that an egg that's laid on Thursday of Rosh Hashanah, on the first day of Rosh Hashanah, is going to be usher on the second day of Rosh Hashanah. Nahardai Amri Afa Beitza. Then no, even the egg is going to be mutter on the second day of Rosh Hashanah. We don't view Rosh Hashanah as being Kedusha Achas. Demai Daitach, because why should you think that it should be Rosh Hashanah, that there should be a problem? Because Dilma Ma'avri Leila Elul, maybe Adam didn't come on the 30th day of Elul, and they had to make Elul into a 30-day month, and therefore Rosh Hashanah is really the following day, it's really the second day. Ha'amar Abchinna Bar Kahana, Amar Rav, Yimais Ezra Ve'elech, Loi Matsinu Elul Ma'over. It never happened. And therefore, at least when it comes to the egg, you don't have to be chayshish for that, and you could eat the egg on the second day of Rosh Hashanah. Amar Marzutra. Marzutra said, going back to the din of the mace, so we said that in Yom Tov Sheni, a Yisrael takes care of the kfura. Amar Marzutra, le'amaran el d'ishtoi. It's only if the body will be masriach if you don't take care of it right away. Avalay ishtoi, if nothing will happen to the body of the mace, so then mashin alay, so then push off the kfura, don't take care of it in Yom Tov Sheni. Ravashi Amar, then no, Afogav de lo yishtoi, even if nothing's gonna happen to the body, it won't be masriach, nami still lo mashinan lay, still we don't push it off. My taimo, what's the reason? Because Yom Tov Sheni, legabe meis kechol shavu rabbanan. We find that the Rabbanan made Yom Tov Sheni with regards to Kavod HaMeis like mamash a regular weekday. Afilu lemegaz leglima. They even gave a heter to cut a glima, some sort of clothing for the meis, not even a techrichan, even extra clothing. Ulemegaz leasa to cut a hadas to cover the meis. So you see that they treated it like mamash like a regular weekday. So then, even if the body won't be masriach, you don't have to push off the kfura. Amar Ravina, however, Ravina came and said, V'ha'inna nowadays, d'ika chaburei, so chayshinan, we're under the ruling of these gayim, and we tell them that we can't work on Yom Tov Sheni. So if they see us, and now we're going and doing kfura, and doing some sorts of, different sorts of malacha on Yom Tov Sheni, they're gonna say, I thought you said you can't come to work, cause you can't do malacha. I see you're doing malacha, and they're gonna make us come to work. So therefore, we're chayshish for that, and we do not bury a mace in Yom Tov Sheni. Ravina have a Yosef Kameder of Ashi b'shnei yamim tovim shor shoshana. Says the Gemara story that Ravina was one time sitting in front of Rav Ashi on the first day of the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, and we'll see in the Hemshuch that it was a 2 day Rosh Hashanah that led into Shabbos, like we just had. Rosh Hashanah was Thursday, Friday, and then led into Shabbos. And so on this Thursday, on the first day of Rosh Hashanah, Ravina was sitting in front of Rav Ashi, and Chazi dava atzif, he saw Rav Ashi was sad, so Amar Lei, he said to Rav Ashi, "Am I atzif mar? Why is mar sad?" So Amar Lei, Rav Ashi said back, "Delo yisivi eruvei tefshilin," because I forgot to put up an eruv tefshilin. So Amar Lei, Ravina said to Rav Ashi, "V'leisiv ma'arinna," so just make one today. What's the issue? Milo Amar Rava, didn't Rava say that maniach adam eruvei tefshilin miyam tov l'chaveroi umasna? If a person forgot to make an eruv tefshilin eruv yomtiv, so he can make it on the first day of yomtiv for the next day, and he can make it tonight. He takes some food that was cooked already, and he establishes it as his Erev Tafshilin, and he makes it Sinai, and he says that if today is Rosh Hashanah, and tomorrow is a weekday, so I'm allowed to cook tomorrow for Shabbos, because tomorrow is a weekday. I don't need this to be an Erev Tafshilin. And if tomorrow is Yantiv, so for me to cook tomorrow for Shabbos, I need an Erev Tafshilin, well then today is a weekday, and I'm making this my Erev Tafshilin. So he makes this tonight, and he makes his Erev Tafshilin on the first day of Yantiv. So says Ravina to Rav Ashi, "Why are you sad? Just use this Eitzah, make an Erev Tafshilin." So Amar Lei, Rav Ashi said back, check, because Emer Damar Rava b'shnei yamim tayvim shalgalias. That's only true about the 2 days of Yom Tov and Chutz Laaretz, where it's a sveka d'yoyma, one of the days is Chol. However, b'shnei yamim tayvim shal Rosh Hashanah. However, when it comes to Rosh Hashanah, it's Kedusha Achas, mi Amar. Did Rava really say that you can make it tonight? Of course not. It's Kedusha Achas. It's like a 48-hour long day, one single day of Rosh Hashanah. So you can't make it tonight from one day to the next. Well, Ravina asked Ravashi, v'ami nardai, af beitzim uteris. That's nice, but Nardai says that it's not true. Nardai says an egg that's laid on the first day of Rosh Hashanah, you're allowed to eat it on the second day of Rosh Hashanah. We don't view it as being Kedusha Achas. So Amar Le Rav Mordechai, who was a Talmud of Rav Ashi, he responded to Ravina, and he said that Beferish Amar Limar, I heard directly from Rav Ashi, Deloi Savar Lahad Nardai. He didn't hold of Nardai. He held that the Beitza that's Nailad on the first day of Rosh Hashanah, it's Asra on the second day, it's Kedusha Achas, Mamele, he held that he had no Eitza, and that's why he was sad, and that's why he didn't use this Eitza of Rava.